Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the magic number you need to call in, get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind.
And there upon the stool, there's a sight to make you drool.
Is that a sample?
Seven virgins and a mule. Keep it cool. Keep it cool.
The potty humor. It's never ending here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about this proposed bill in Nevada by the governor of all people that may allow tech companies to sort of be their own governments in certain zones.
Oh, governors. Did we mention that the governor of Florida told Biden to go screw himself?
That's alleged.
We talked about it on Saturday. Yeah,
there's no real proof for that one. It's just one website.
There's one article. We did go through the article on Saturday's show. If you missed that show, you can find it at freetalklive.com in the archives or archive.freetalklive.com. As well as any of our other shows from
the website claims their source is legit, but there's no real way to validate
it. I want to get a printout of that quote, and I want to bring it next time we go to Sununu's house and basically say, this is what Sununu would have said if he had any balls.
Mm. Yeah, that is a matter of fact. So before we continue on with this article out of Nevada, let's go to Jay calling from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks. By me.
Hey, Jay.
So anyways, as many of the listeners may recall, I've, been involved in some battles with Town of Palmer, and now we've got one brewing with the Town of Henniker, New Hampshire.
Oh, what's going on?
So I sent Ian on Telegram a couple photos of a letter I just got from him today. And it's from a law firm that, is some classic, law firm here in New Hampshire that these guys, towns use. And they're telling me I got 14 days to clean up all the junk in my yard.
What?
Or I'm going to face a penalty and a fine. So, or they're going to actually bring a lawsuit against me. But they said if we do prevail, you're going to be fined $200, $260 a day. Sorry, it's my daughter making some noise in the bathroom. And you're going to be fined $500 for each additional offense. And the first offense is the first day. The second offense is the second day. And it's like, per item. But, it's like record cold. There's a whole bunch of snow. So first off, how are you supposed to even, somebody's supposed to clean up something in New Hampshire in 2 weeks? But that part I don't even care about because who is the town of Henniker to tell me what to do?
Right, I was going to say, you own property there, and, is it some kind of an eyesore from the road or something? I don't understand why anybody would even be concerned with your property.
So all of you guys in the studio have been to my property.
Yeah, you can't see anything on the road.
Right, you can't see anything from home. I got a busybody neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Who, in fact, from his house, you can barely see anything. But, he's all about giving the, his name's Jeff Buxton, if anybody wants to check him out. He's just like,
do you have his number?
Dude. No, I don't have his number, but probably could find it. But he, he's all upset because, I've got a gun range here and we shoot guns.
Yeah.
And, And I also share a driveway with him. And when I first bought the house, the first conversation he had, he said, "I hate all free staters."
Wow.
Okay.
But, right, you know, he had some issues with previous people who were here.
Where's he from?
And
Jay.
Say that again.
Where's he from?
He is a. I guess he's from New Hampshire. He bought his property in like 1980 something. You know where he is next door.
Yeah.
He did tell one of my friends here, in fact, one of our friends, Silver Dave. He says, "Oh, I hate you people." Well, I love to hate you people. That's what he says. I'm sorry,
wow.
But it's like
sick.
It's a sad situation with him.
Now, Jay, I know that I've heard you because, you know, you've been on this show before, and I'm familiar with some of your, you know, defenses that you like to talk about. Have you deployed any of that? Have you, you know, sent a letter back to the city saying, "Hey, I'm happy to comply, and I'm going to bill you at this rate for compliance," or something along those lines?
Well, it's funny. They used the word compliance several times in their letter. It's like some kind of, I imagine it's like some lawyer who works for Dr. Evil that's writing these letters. But so in the summer, the town sent me a letter saying, "Hey, we need to talk to you. Looks like you're running the junkyard." So I had a meeting, actually, Ernie Hancock and I, because Ernie spent a lot of time at my place last summer.
Yeah.
Ernie Hancock and I went and had a sit-down meeting with the town administrator. Probably a good hour, and I did draft up a written response. My response was,
did you get that meeting on video, Jay? Did you get that meeting on video with the town administrator?
We did not. No, we didn't get the meeting on video.
Why not? By the way, we're losing your signal pretty bad here.
I honestly didn't even think about it. It was just like we were going in there to.
Oh man, yeah, you got to get all this stuff on the record. You got to. I mean, you get plenty of people around who can help hold a video camera.
What I got on the record was in writing,
okay.
And I do have that on the record.
Okay.
And what I asked the town for was some public records requests. I asked them to explain who they are, so they sent me a copy of the town charter.
Okay.
And actually, in part of the town charter, it says no part of this charter shall be used against private property, which is pretty interesting.
Huh.
And when I asked them for what evidence they have that I'm subject to this statute that they're quoting,
yeah.
They sent me a photocopy of, if you go to the town and you ask for, like, the tax, zoning card,
mm-hmm.
It tells you all about your house and has, like, a picture of your house and all the square footage and all the dimensions and all the tax worth and all that. They gave me that thing. I think
well,
I can't remember what they call it.
That's not a responsive answer.
It's a tax card.
Yeah, they didn't actually respond to your inquiry there.
No, they didn't respond to anything. And actually, the zoning officer, his name is Mark Frazio, one of the things I asked for was a copy of his oath of office. And he said, "Oh, he's not an elected official. He doesn't have an oath of office."
Oh, really?
So that's going to be interesting. Mm. These guys are operating without an oath of office. But you were doing an article on how these private corporations are going to become governments or set up governments in power to collect taxes. That's been going on since 1939 in this country. These municipal corporations, they're not governments. They're governmental. I'll refer again to the case I've mentioned several times in Massachusetts where the ACLU tried to get some public records requests from the state police, and the state police said, no, we're not part of the government. We don't need to comply with the Constitution.
Wow.
We're not subject to that. We're actually a private corporation. We're a charity. We're a law enforcement council. And if you internet search ACLU, Massachusetts State Police, Jack Collins, you'll private corporations or private charity, it'll pop up really quick, and anybody can, you know, read the case. It's right there. So this is the road I've been going down with these guys, is that we don't have a government. This is not a government for the people and by the people. What this is I call it a religious death cult. You don't, you know, make your annual mandatory tithings, land property tax, well, they're going to send people with instruments of death and torture to either torture you or kill you until you comply.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
So I just got a letter for those guys asking me for compliance. And in the letter I did give them before, I did give them a fee schedule, and I charged $50,000 an hour. And I also got their bonding information. So my time is very valuable to me, and I call it $50,000 an hour. And, you know, if they're going to force me to do something, then they have to pay me for it.
Keep us in the loop on
this. You should also bill them for the time you spend responding to them.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
$50,000.
Yep. 603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, Yes, it is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. We have no real rules other than what the FCC imposes upon us, so that means, you know, no bad words, no dirty words. The seven words that George Carlin made famous, those are the ones you can't use. So outside of that, it's open phones. We've got some folks that we'll get to here shortly. The 10 digits you need if you want to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Is something funny?
Yeah, I'm laughing at the chat room. Oh. I mean, that's funny. The photo of nobody right now. Somebody took a screen cap.
Chat.freetalklive.com if you would.
Nobody is laid back like a dead fly.
I don't bother nobody. I'm a real nice guy, kind of laid back like a dead fly. That's right. That's the Rappin' Duke, by the way, if you're not familiar. Go Google that, or DuckDuckGo, preferably. At any rate, we've been talking about this article from my4news.com where the state of Nevada, the governor specifically, is pitching a concept in his State of the State House address that a plan would bring in new business at the forefront of groundbreaking technologies without the use of tax abatements or other publicly funded incentive packages that previously helped Nevada attract companies like Tesla Incorporated. And this bill, they specifically named Blockchain LLC, and we'll talk more about that because I have a complimentary article to this one about blockchain and what they're doing in Nevada. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Haddon calling from Florida. Haddon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. My second experience on Free Talk Live. Last time, after I heard that this is the show where I get to determine what I discussed, I was instructed specifically what I must answer and then was cut off by your co-host, Mr. DiMezzo. So I hope maybe I'll get to say actually something that I want to say this time.
Well, you're going pretty good so far, so what's on your mind?
Yeah, great. Well, by the way, I did hear Scott, the Jewish anti-Semite, on Rush Limbaugh last week. That was highly entertaining.
Yeah, we call him STB here in the studio.
Yeah, okay. Now, I listened to your show a couple of days ago. I downloaded them and listened to them. And you talked about Gina Carano.
Yep.
She said, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. The government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. And yep. You guys thought that was pretty righteous. And Mr. Freeman there thought there's nothing wrong with that. Well, there's plenty wrong with that. It's pure caricature and propaganda. Most Germans, under Hitler's rule, never did arrive at the point of hating their Jewish neighbors. In fact, Himmler, in 1943, he gave a speech in Posen in October 1943. It's called Himmler's Second Posen Speech. And he said, we're going to have some problems with rounding up Jews and putting them in camps because every German has a favorite Jew. He's going to say, oh, those other Jews are troublemakers, but here's a first-rate Jew. He's a good guy, you know. So it's not as simple as this, right, as what she was saying. She was repeating old propaganda. Also, she talks as if every
Hang on a minute, Haddon. You're forgetting about the question she asked. The question she asked was, how is this any different from hating people for their political views?
Well, you see, the thing is, you're taking, I'm going to get to that. She's trying to take a piece of propaganda that was cooked up specifically to be used against right-wingers and against conservatives, essentially against opponents of Jewish power.
And well, I don't think she said that most people
were doing that. She's trying to use it in the opposite direction. She's trying to apply it in an opposite direction.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time right-wingers try to do this, they try to invoke the Holocaust for some cause that they like. They get slapped down. They get told, you can't do that. Because why? Because basically Jews own this thing, right?
What?
And Jews that are behind Antifa, all right? It's very much...
So you're a Jewish conspiracy theorist?
It's fact, man. Do you know what the ADL is? The ADL is what's behind this.
He's one of Scott's people.
I see. So
No. Scott is an anti-Semitic Jew. I'm not one of those people. You know, I find.
Are you anti-Semitic?
Correct. Well, I don't use that word. See, you put that word on.
Are you anti-Jewish?
I would say I am a critic of Jewish power. Absolutely.
Okay,
but
what about other power? Is it okay? Is power okay to have for other people? Like Christians?
What?
Is it okay for Christians to have power?
Christians holding power don't generally do things that are destructive to my interests. Jewish power is involved in things like promoting immigration and demographic change. Very aggressively, they're interested in that.
Oh, I see. So Christian power, that's okay.
Jews identify themselves as having adversarial relationships to their host population.
How about Muslims with power?
We don't have that problem. But even so, it wouldn't be as big a deal because let me explain. Somebody you could read if you were really interested in this is Kevin MacDonald because he's an evolutionary psychologist and he has studied the fact that Jews have evolved into this adversarial relationship with their host populations. They have to try to keep their host population.
I know plenty of Jews who are not my adversaries. So, I mean, all of this talk about people are like this because they were born into a certain group is just so despicable and so just thoughtless and really lame.
Yeah, well, you have to look at the big picture. But I have other points to make.
I don't have to do anything, you say.
That's a fact. Do you like comedy,
Hedding? The big picture. You're certainly free to do that. You're free to be ignorant.
Hedding, the ignorant calling us ignorant. That's funny.
I'm not ignorant of my relationships with other people and other human beings who do not meet the descriptions you're talking about. They're Jewish, but they're not trying to control me.
Yeah, Hedding, do you enjoy comedy at all?
Oh, God.
Let me stay on subject. See, this is like before when Mr. Demezzo came to
I'm sorry, I thought we were having a conversation.
He thinks he can just have a lecture, and he doesn't understand this is supposed to be a conversation.
Well, I was told this is the show where I get to determine what I'm going to say.
You did, and now he's going to determine to say goodbye.
This is also a conversation, and so I've asked you a question, generally, that requires an answer.
Yeah, I like some comedy, but, you know,
like what?
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, there's some really funny Jewish comedians.
Yeah, okay. Does that change what the ADL does with the YouTube and the promotion of... does that make all this worthwhile?
Well, it's an illustration that your desire to lump all people of one kind into a bucket and call them names is false.
Oh, he's so intellectual, though.
Yeah, I think I've had enough of that
guy. He's done research, Captain. Don't you understand?
I've had enough of that guy, so...
You took him for a lot longer than I would have. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
You know? At any rate, you know, the lateral statements, lumping folks into a category because of either their ethnicity or their culture, is hateful, in my opinion.
All those comedians are bad because they make people want to not have families, and he's against all that stuff.
Yeah,
because Christianity
is
okay.
About that,
it's okay if you give Christians power. That's fine.
No, Ian, it isn't.
No, it's not.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the AMP only Facebook group and AMP podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo denies there was any kind of cover-up concerning the state's coronavirus deaths within nursing homes.
All the deaths
in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported. The numbers were the numbers, always.
The New York Democrat insisting the state was initially focused on responding to a federal request for data, which resulted in delays when state lawmakers requested the same information. Winter storm warnings remain in effect from Texas to Maine for a powerful storm bringing a wide variety of weather with it. People from Texas continue to clean up from snow that fell there as wind chill readings are in the teens all the way to the Gulf Coast. The storm affecting over 100 million Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC is continuing to issue guidance regarding children returning to the classrooms.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, a Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News, his schools have been open since August without any repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Enrollment in Obamacare reopens today. The Department of Health and Human Services is reopening insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's right, a drum roll. The drums roll, and I started talking. That's how it goes here on Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
Z Talk Live. Mm-hmm. Lots of Zs. 603-283-6160 is by, our telephone number.
By Z, do you mean the new combo between he and she? Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, it's like one of those new pronouns or something. Z.
Huh, I was referring to...
I know what you're referring to.
Yeah. You know, the sound somebody might make if they were asleep.
I gotcha.
You know, when they catch some of these things, you know. Or perhaps the previous caller would recognize, Z papers, please.
If you weren't sure of his gender, you could say, Z is asleep.
You could say that. Indeed, Z. Where was I? I was doing a show here somewhere. Where did
you
the
have
show
all
go?
Kinds of things to talk about here. Oh, we were talking about the company town.
We have a caller, too, yeah. And we should get to him. Hey, Chuck, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were just talking about the whole thing. I have a whole spiel I want to go off on, but if you're unsure about somebody's gender, you can just go ahead with, hi, friends.
Sure.
That's always a good thing, but I wanted to rant about the attack on homeless right now that's happening on some cities on the West Coast. And let me clarify how I'm coming to you about this call. I'm a listener of K2X out of Needles, California, which carries Free Talk Live.
Great station.
And I have become aware of an issue in a city in Bullhead City, Arizona, which is receiving this message right now from Free Talks Live. They are developing an ordinance, or they want to pass an ordinance, which will basically make it impossible for service organizations to distribute food amongst the homeless population.
Oh,
and the
no.
way that they're going to do this is bring about a policy that requires $1 million plus.
Insurance?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So they're finding ways to, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and feed the homeless, but it's going to cost you $1 million.
Wow. That is just one of the lamest things I think I've ever heard. First, they shut down people in parks. Then they arrest people for actually feeding the homeless. And now they're going to make you carry $1 million of insurance to just hand some food to your fellow man?
Now, is this a proposal, did you say, or they have passed this?
No, this is a proposal. They're going to put this on the table for discussion at the next city council meeting in the city of Bullhead City, Arizona.
Well, you know, if I were there, I would support if, like, an activist group went out to the city council meeting and handed out some sandwiches or soup or whatever. Just do it right out. Set up right out front.
Here's the problem, guys. I'm sorry. Friends. Here's the problem, friends. If cities like Bullhead City want to do this and make it harder for the people who feel compelled to go out there and give service to the people who are downtrodden and homeless and mentally ill and everything, they're going to go ahead and go to their surrounding communities like Kingman, Arizona, and Golden Shores, Arizona, and all of these different places that surround that jurisdiction, and then go ahead and do their work there. So, you know, all these cities like Longview, Washington, that want to go after, there was a mayor up there that wanted to go after people who were handing out clothing.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's insane. But at the same time, we've got things like people who want to organize homeless groups and surround city halls at Aberdeen and Longview and different places to try to coerce the people to take action on the homeless issue. I don't know if we're really talking very much about that, to tell you the truth, about how ugly this whole problem is.
Hey, just to clarify the situation, are you saying that this $1 million insurance policy would apply to not just, say, a public park, but also like a private location like a church?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. Insane this is.
I was actually just going to mention that because I know in the city of Seattle, the largest mission there is church funded. It occurs to me that churches probably don't have $1 million just sitting around, you know, or the ability to get $1 million worth of insurance for feeding people. And, you know,
I'm
not a religious person, but I recognize that charity is charity. And if you're in need, you should take it from wherever it comes. And churches do a lot of good charity.
Look, you know, the answer isn't to just go to Kingman. I mean, that's one way that people can deal with this. But the best answer, in my opinion, is to refuse and disobey. And that's why I say I would go out if I were there with a group of people and we'd be giving away sandwiches right out in front of the city council meeting and be like, what are you going to do about it? Go ahead, get it on video when they send the cops to arrest you or whatever. If they pass this thing, you go out and you do it again and then get video when they send the cops to arrest you. They've done this. This has happened before. There was in Florida before we moved up to New Hampshire. This was probably like 2005 or something like that. In Florida, in Orlando, Food Not Bombs kept getting arrested for going and giving away food in a park in Orlando, Florida. And they just kept on coming back and kept on coming back. Then there was that old man, that the pastor down in, I think it was like Fort Lauderdale or something, some beach town. He was like in his 80s. He got arrested for feeding people on the beach.
Yep.
And, you know, all of these things bring attention to these circumstances, and attention can bring money and donations. Attention can bring support. Attention can bring attorneys willing to donate save their time just so they can get their name in the paper. But if all you do is you just, you know, crawl away and you go to Kingman, then you haven't done anything.
Yeah, one of the most effective ways to combat the state is to embarrass the state when they do stupid crap like this.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Chuck?
Yeah, well, I really hope that the members of the Bullhead City Council in Arizona there are listening to the Free Talk Live broadcast right now and really take it to heart. So do your research, everybody. I'm out.
Appreciate the call, Chuck.
And I hope we don't hear anything about that passing. That'd be a real shame if that happened.
Oh, yeah, because you know how it works. If it gets passed in one place, all the other places are going to be copycats. Yeah. Monkey see, monkey do.
And this isn't about protecting the homeless, right? Because that's, I'm sure, how they're going to...
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to have an insurance policy. Somebody could get burned by the soup. Somebody might burn their tongue or pour some hot coffee on their hand.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. What they're talking about doing, and I understand, like, there is another side to this, and that is that, well, we don't want homeless people around because, you know, they pee on things, right? They're not exactly the best. Yeah. A lot of them aren't the best guests. You know, you don't want to have them around. In a lot of cases, I get that. I get that. And that's part of the problem is public property, right? Because if you have public property...
Also known as government property.
Right. Government-run property, then... Everybody has a right, supposedly, to be there. So get rid of public property, get rid of Tragedy of the Commons, and let people decide who should come on their property or not.
Has the anti-homeless architecture been discussed here on Free Talk Live?
I know what you're talking about, like the benches that have like a spike in the middle or whatever so people can't lay on them.
They started deploying this in Seattle before I left, so I've seen this.
Give me an example.
In action. So there are some areas underneath some bridges. Seattle is a bunch of hills and mountains, so their street system is largely bridges. And so, of course, homeless people will find shelter wherever they can find it. Underneath a bridge, for example, instead of being flat, smooth concrete, they would build pyramids.
Yeah.
One by one.
It would be very uncomfortable
that look like studs from like the 1980s leather jacket or something. But it would cover the entire area, not just under the bridge, but all of sort of the publicly owned or the government owned area around it. In other places, they would have what looked like stalactites or stalagmites. I don't know, depending on where they're at, if they're hanging from above or if they're coming up from below, that are almost like spikes, right? But they're made out of like concrete or formed in some way so that a guy can't lay down and sleep there. So it's disgusting that there is a thing called homeless or anti-homeless architecture in my book. 603-283-6160 are the 10 digits you need to get on this radio program.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to get on the airwaves, those are the digits you need. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here. Crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. We were talking about this article from MyNews4.com, where in Nevada there's a proposed bill that essentially would allow tech companies to become governments. And Governor Sisolak, who is sponsoring this bill, named Blockchains LLC as a company that had committed to developing a smart city in an area east of Reno after this legislation has passed.
Now, I mean, this is an interesting proposal. I'm critical of it,
yes,
but it's an interesting proposal. I don't know what the details are going to be, and I suspect the devil is in them. However, on its face, I'm not opposed to the idea of, okay, this entity wants to carve out a portion, because it said earlier in the story that it would be treated as essentially a county.
Right.
So, well, there's already counties all across Nevada.
Right.
So what essentially they're proposing is that some company come in, now I don't know if it's restricted to big tech or if it's just any corporation, But some company wants to come in, buy a piece of land, and essentially carve it out from that county, meaning that it wouldn't owe taxes to that county. That's a big question mark that I have.
Right.
Because if that's the case, you better believe the counties are going to rally against this.
Right.
They are not going to want to lose, you know, if Facebook is going to relocate their campus, as they call these places,
yeah,
from wherever they are, San Francisco or Seattle or wherever Facebook is, and relocate it to Nevada, then whatever county it is that they were going to relocate to is not going to want to lose that potential tax revenue.
Well, this article says the Governor's Office of Economic Development would oversee applications for the zones, which would be limited to companies working in specific business areas.
Oh, favoritism.
Yes, including blockchain, autonomous technology, the Internet of Things, robotics, artificial intelligence, wireless, biometrics, and renewable resource technology.
That alone sounds to me like it is, you know, unconstitutional. I mean, they're playing favorites. It's pretty obvious. And
I mean, we see this all the time. Seattle, Washington, of course, gives huge discounts to places like Boeing. On taxation and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're doing things like waiving the property tax for some number of years,
right,
or waiving some other business tax or whatever,
right,
for some number of years. But then that runs out in almost all those cases.
Well, this says zone requirements would include applicants owning at least 78 square miles,
okay,
of undeveloped, uninhabited land within a single county, but separate from any city, town, or tax increment area.
Okay.
Companies would have to have at least $250 million and plans to invest an additional $1 billion in their zones over 10 years. The zones would initially operate with the oversight of their location counties, but would eventually take over county duties and become independent governmental bodies.
If that's true, then they shouldn't owe money to the counties,
right,
in that case.
The zones would have three-member supervisor boards with the same powers as county commissioners.
Mm.
The businesses would maintain significant control over board membership.
Okay, but what's the actual benefit to this? I mean, you know, are they going to be able to have more economic freedom? Because this sort of on its face sounds like the ZETA or the ZA, the economic zones that exist around the country that Mark, our co-host, is currently obsessed with and has been for several years. He's been traveling around the world,
right,
looking at these different islands.
Trying to find a place
such
where a man can be free.
Well, he's trying to find a place where they can carve out one of these special economic zones.
Right.
And generally with these special economic zones.
Special.
With the special economic zones, there's supposedly like a benefit. And the benefit is if you get one of these things granted to you, then the government that's granting it is supposedly backing off and they're saying, oh, well, normally we would regulate your businesses, but nope, we're not going to do that because this is a special economic zone.
Right.
It's like having a get out of my hair free card.
What benefits would be, you know, would these companies get from this, besides that they can now tax or that they can now run a policing system or whatever?
I don't know the answer to your question,
yeah,
but what I do know is that businesses, that is the market, generally speaking, even such as they are, you know, corporations obviously are a state construct, and I disagree,
sure,
with the construct of corporations, but the market generally is far more innovative than the state is.
This is true.
So I would hope that at a minimum, they would be sort of epicenters of innovation.
They could be.
I don't know that I'm a fan of, you know, states trying to sponsor these, quote, smart cities, unquote. I would prefer these smart cities, you know, rise up of their own volition. But,
well, but a corporation would never do that because a corporation owes its existence to the state because they've asked for the state's blessing. They didn't want to just do business without asking permission. So they went and they asked permission. So now they're owned lock, stock and barrel and they have to obey. I mean, this is interesting. I'm curious to see what the application is going to be like as far as, like, how are they going to use this? Because you're right, they could offer some different things. If they're in charge of their own roads, then maybe we'd see some innovation in road upkeep or whatever.
I mean,
you know, maybe we'd
can
see.
You name the last innovation in roads?
No.
Can you name any innovation in roads?
No, because it's always been controlled by the state. Okay, LED lights and the stoplights. But that's not really a road innovation.
That's not a road innovation, right? Yeah, it's a light bulb innovation. Yeah.
And it wasn't driven by the road industry, though.
Because I'm fascinated by this particular topic, have another article from MSN.com.
Mm-hmm.
In Nevada deserts, Blockchains LLC aims to be its own municipal government. This is specifically about blockchains.
Which I have not heard of, so I'm curious to what exactly that is. I mean, we know what a blockchain is.
Right.
So,
now, I thought it was Blockchain LLC, which...
it's plural, apparently.
Right, but this is plural, so I'm not familiar with this specific company. But
right, this is not blockchain.com, the same company that has offered Bitcoin wallets for a decade. Right. Not the same company.
And it's not Blockstream.
Right. In the Nevada desert, a cryptocurrency magnate hopes to turn dreams of a futuristic smart city into reality. To do that, he's asking the state to let companies like his form local governments on land they own, which would grant them power over everything from schools to law enforcement. Jeffrey Burns, B-E-R-N-S, not Mr. Burns from, like, The Simpsons. Excellent, Smithers, excellent. CEO of Nevada-based Blockchains LLC envisions a city where people not only purchase goods and services with digital currency, but also log their entire online footprint, financial statements, medical records, and personal data on the blockchain. Blockchain is a digital ledger known mostly for recording cryptocurrency transactions, but also has been adopted by some local governments for everything from documenting marriage licenses to facilitating elections. And I might add, does a far better job than any government entity has ever done at any of those things.
And these guys would get the chance to prove their claim. If this were allowed to happen, then they would be able to have their blockchain elections, and they'd be able to have their blockchain document services and such.
The company wants to break ground by 2022 in rural Story County, 12 miles east of Reno. It's proposing to build 15,000 homes and 33 million square feet of commercial and industrial space within 75 years. Burns, whose idea is the basis for the draft legislation that some lawmakers saw behind closed doors last week, said traditional government doesn't offer enough flexibility to create a community where people can invent new uses for this technology.
It's an interesting proposal.
It is. 603-283-6160. Do you like the idea of a blockchain city? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.